It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Let me begin today by saying that the Lord is still on the throne, and the Lord still has everything under control. But the devil and man have tried to stop the Lord's work for many decades. Many thousands of years, the devil and man has tried to stop God's work on this earth. But God's work, the Lord's work, goes on. Well, there are fundamental independent Baptist churches today carrying out the Great Commission, preaching the Word of God, standing up for the Lord Jesus Christ, preaching Christ crucified, buried, and resurrected, telling people and instructing people on how anyone can go to heaven by trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. But let me say that as we look at the successes of Christian churches as they proclaim Jesus Christ crucified, buried, and resurrected, there are those contemporary works today, and I'll get into more of that in just a moment, but there are those contemporary works who think that they can do anything in the world, by the world, and in the name of Jesus Christ, acting like the world to reach people. And this is wrong. No humanistically oriented reasoning can ever lead to true life. Proverbs 14:12 says this, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And this is so important. This verse that I just read is repeated again in Proverbs 16:25. It says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." We need to quit thinking with the human brain and start thinking with the spiritual brain that God has given us a saved people. We need to start thinking spiritually in order to see more people come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ instead of entertaining people. Luke chapter 14 and verse 23 says this, "And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." Many people believe that anything you do to get a person into a church is right, whether it be worldly or whatever. The Bible teaches me that if we do anything apart from the Word of God and we deviate from God's plan, we're wrong. And once again, Proverbs 16:25 says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And that verse I read about Luke chapter 14:23, that we're to go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that the house would be full. Well, many people take that verse out of context, believing that it means that we're to go out and compel them to come into the church. Well, the byproduct of going out and compelling them and doing what is right and doing it right will bring them into the church. It's speaking here in Luke chapter 14:23 of bringing them into the Lord, giving them the plan of salvation so that they too would be able to go to heaven one day and fill His house, not the church. Our goal should not to be to fill the church as such, but to fill the kingdom of God, to have people saved, telling them that Jesus Christ saves. There are many churches today that have fallen prey to contemporaryism. There are many ways that this is done, and one of the ways I believe it's happening and happened in through the contemporary so-called Christian music. It's brought great changes to churches, and I don't mean great in the sense of magnificent. I mean bad. The late Gordon Sears had an evangelistic music ministry for many years. He ministered with Rudy Atwood. Some old-timers will remember that, will remember those names. Well, some would remember that if you've studied this, Gordon Sears was saddened before his death by the dramatic change that was occurring in many fundamental Baptist churches of his day. He warned this. He said, "When the standard of music is lowered, then the standard of dress is also lowered. When the standard of dress is lowered, then the standard of conduct is also lowered. When the standard of conduct is lowered, then the sense of value in God's truth is lowered. Well, some people today, when you go into a so-called Bible-believing church, will receive an offering with ushers wearing flip-flops and shorts. Once the standard is lowered in music, you'll see this happening in many churches. People seem to go into a court of law dressed properly more so than they do in reverence to God when they go into the local church, wearing flip-flops, shorts, and anything else that looks worldly. And it is worldly. Frank Garlock of Majesty Music warns this. He says, if a church starts using CCM, it will eventually lose all other standards. He says, you tell me the kind of music you like to listen to, and I'll tell you what kind of person you are. Well, Frank Garlock is the founder of Majesty Music. His son-in-law is Ron Hamilton, and he is best known as Patch the Pirate. Many churches, Bible-believing, Bible-preaching churches, use the program Patch the Pirate for their young people. Dr. Garlock founded the Sacred Music Master's Degree Program at Pensacola Christian College. Contemporary music. Let me say this, that J. Frank Norris pastored First Baptist Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Now, I'm speaking of some of the old pillars of the faith here, and this was one of them. He pastored First Baptist Church in Fort Worth, Texas. And another church is at the same time, Temple Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan, from 1934 to 1950. Did I say he was perfect? No. No man is perfect until they, first of all, receive Jesus Christ, until we get to heaven, until we see Jesus Christ. No human being in this body will be perfect. But I'm speaking of men of God who took a stand. After Norris, G. Beecham Vick pastored Temple Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan, from 1950 to 1975. Preaching in 1975 at the 25th anniversary of the founding of the BBFI, that's Baptist Bible Fellowship International, G.B. Vick said this, "It's become fashionable to use many different versions of the Bible today." He uses exclamation here. "Listen," he says, "this King James Version, our English Bible, the Bible of our fathers and mothers, is the one that has come floating down to us upon the blood of Christian martyrs, our forefathers. It has been, I say, the one text of the Baptist Bible College, and it will be for as long as I have anything to do with the school. Let's stick to the old book." Well, it's too bad that G. Beecham Vick doesn't head up BBC any longer. BBC now uses all different perversions and versions of so-called sacred scripture. God help us to stand on the old tried and true King James Version of the Bible. Well, some of these churches, some of the old pillars, have gone to sleep. I believe they've turned from the tried and true. New Testament Baptist Church in Miami, Florida, and Fort Lauderdale. We also see the Dade Christian School there. In 1984, the school forbade students from attending the Jackson 5 concert at the Orange Bowl. And I say amen to that. School officials sent a letter to parents justifying this decision and stating that rock music is associated with dancing, drinking, the drug scene, and other unacceptable behavior. Well, what's happening now? What has happened to the past few years? One thing that's happened in the past after 1984, and I'm not sure what date this took place, but the 412 student ministry. This is one of the student ministries of New Testament Baptist Church. Now it says that Lecrae has announced that he will be hitting the road with Andy Mineo and DJ Promote on the Anomaly Tour. Now, if you don't know, Lecrae is a so-called Christian rapper performing rap music, and it says here that 412, that is the student ministry of New Testament Baptist Church, as I've studied this, and it may be gone by now, I don't know, but this student ministry will be going on November 14th. Contact us on July 24th. It says for the pre-sale tickets. God help us. Going to see Christian, so-called Christian rappers. There is no such thing as a Christian rapper, just as there is no such thing as Christian homosexuality, Christian so-called adultery. God help us to take a stand for what is right in our churches today. Well, we see another pillar of the faith, Highland Park Baptist Church, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Dr. Lee Robertson had pastored that church for many years. One person said this, "The last time I was through Chattanooga, I went into the old auditorium and there was a large drum set and part of it was painted black. There was a mural of Dr. Robertson and a church service in the old building blown up on the outside wall. On the other side of the wall were posters of a Christian rock concert to be held there. People dressed in wild clothes and wild hair and so forth. The bookstore was filled with the same thing." End of quote. Well, of course, we know now that the Tennessee Temple, the Highland Park Baptist Church, is no longer in existence. Why? Because the old pillars have gone and the church is gone. Landmark Baptist Church, Cincinnati, Ohio. The church now features a teen ministry called Interruption. And it's said by this teen ministry group that the purpose of Interruption is to create a relevant environment for students to bring their friends. We utilize a live band, they say, secular and Christian music, dramas, skits, and a relevant message. Well, I wonder what that relevant message is. Now, some of these churches that I mentioned are no longer in existence. And this is one of the reasons they've gone by the wayside, because they've left the tried and true about Jesus Christ, about not being of the world. Bethlehem Baptist Church in Fairfax, Virginia. And I believe they've changed their name now, but today and the past few years, the Bethlehem Baptist Church has much gone about as far as you can go away from its roots in the matter of standards. Once again, some of these churches are already gone. Well, this letter that I'm getting ready to read part of was dated July 3rd, 2003. So this is some time ago. And it comes from Pastor David Stokes. Now, I'm not sure if he's still a pastor there. I'm not sure if the church is there. Well, the churches that I'm reading about here, they used to be pillars of Christianity. You see, things are worse today than when this was written in July 3rd, 2003. Pastor David Stokes said, "With regard to dress and modesty issues, we enforce no rule on our folks. Apparel issues are really of no concern to us." And recently, the church's name, of course, was changed. This is not him speaking. This is me speaking. Recently, the church's name was changed from Bethlehem Baptist to Fair Oaks Church. And if you look on the internet, you'll find that Fair Oaks Church is now a non-denominational church. And that tells me that anything goes. But once again, Temple Baptist Church of Detroit, Michigan. And I've already mentioned that to you about J. Frank Norse and G. Beecham Vick, is now called Northridge Church of Plymouth, Michigan. They changed the name of the church after taking a survey of the community and finding out that most people don't like the name Baptist. God help us to take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand up for what is right. Stand up for the Bible.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.